Okay, so namaste, welcome to this guided contemplation session. And as you may have seen in some of these other sessions that we've been recording, we are going through some live, everyday, real life situations that are happening for people in the Sangha. And we're looking at tracing that situation as it's playing in that person's life back to an emotion. Or maybe the emotion's very evident already. And then we're looking at the idea or the belief, the story that really is perpetuating that emotion and then reflecting as that situation. And hopefully as we're doing this, we're just coming to a clearer understanding of how much more simple contemplation can be than we might have realized and how effective it can be at helping us move beyond these patterns. We may know consciously, logically, that these stories, these beliefs are not true. We may have even seen that in our self-inquiry. And yet some part of our egoic sense of self is still really holding on to a particular belief. So we're just using the contemplative process to gently dissolve these issues and allow them to just be loved into dissolution. So I'm here today with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Hi, good, very good. Happy to be here.
Lovely. And thank you for volunteering for this session. I'm sure it'll be immensely helpful. We've been having a lot of fun doing these and a deeply practical example of how to work with contemplation is always helpful. So do you want to just get us started by just sort of going through, I know we discussed it before we started recording, but just going through what's happening for you right now, what led you to kind of put your hand up for this session?
Well, unpeeling layers. I'm at a baseline where I am really want to work with this anxiety. I mean, I can put a label on it, anxiety, but you know, it stops me. I wake up after a few hours sleep, for example. And it's this energy that just courses through my body and it feels like a contraction. And I work with it as fear and I let it be there as much as I can when I'm resting back in you know, try focusing on the vastness and the spaciousness and the silence. But it's there and I feel like it's really running me. And I also feel like when I'm in stress situations, I snap like that. You know, it's like I can snap really easily and I realize, why am I, you know, I just feel like it's really old and it's been running me for a long time.
And you kind of become, for me, I was kind of hyper aware of it, right? That I don't believe this on some level, but on another level, some part of me really does really strongly believe this, whatever the story is. And we might know it's not true, but also we would like to stop experiencing it, you know, and have a better quality of life with that. So,
yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned anxiety, contraction, sort of gut level fear, we could call it, whatever we're going to call it. So what I want you to do is, well, first of all, are there any other kind of emotions that come up around this? So the fact this is still running.
Fear. I mean, I can get, you know, when I'm stressed, I notice I can get angry. I mean, it's very quick and it goes, but it's like, why am I doing that? It feels like it's about control and need, like I'm unsafe. I need to control my environment. You know, someone's coming into it and I'm not, but you know, it feels really ungrounded and really, you know, when it's unaware, when I'm unaware of it, when I'm lying in bed, you know, it's actually, like I said to you, it can turn very blissful when I'm just really able to be with it. Like in the sense of I'm just resting back, I can allow it to run through my body and, but it's, you know, that takes real presence. And I just feel like, no, this is not going away. there's something here that is not shifting.
And it seems to be always, it's a sign, sorry to interrupt, but there's, if it's not going away or even maybe getting stronger, it's a sign that it does probably need some looking at on a, on a contemplative way. So would you say the fear, the anxiety is the strongest emotion rather than as opposed to the anger?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, I feel like if I go angry, I can go under the anger, and under the anger there's fear, there's unsafety.
Anger for me was always a kind of a smokescreen, for fear. When I looked at it too, yeah. So let's just take that fear now, and you mentioned a few things already, sort of feeling unsafe. Just now here with me looking at this anxiety, fear, whatever we're going to call it, can you get a sense of what's the story behind this? If we just stuck a mouth on this fear and asked it to introduce itself to you, what would it say to you? And again, take your time. And you might have done this before, but let's do it in this moment here.
Well, it's really hard because now all of a sudden I've got really calm.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be playing so completely right now. You can still kind of remember.
It's saying it's not safe. Yeah. Whoa, keep out. I need to control the space around me. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, shh. Just shh.
So that shh to me is like you said, control. That's what I'm really sort of picking up on. I need to control my environment to be safe.
Yeah.
And of course the fear is because I can't seem to be able to do that in any consistent way, as I'm sure we've all experienced. Does that feel like then the core of this, would you say that's what the most urgent part of it is right now for you, that I need to control my environment?
I mean, yes, and it's not like it doesn't go away when I've controlled my environment. My environment's perfectly controlled when I'm lying in bed. And of course there are thoughts that come when I'm lying in bed, and I'm just going, you know, they're not thoughts that I need to attend to. But it's habitual to think and then just think about random stupid things that make me contract, because each thought really contracts me in a way. I can feel that contraction. It's not that they need seeing to. It's this energy of fear that is going. It feels like it's carrying with it control, and even though I'm controlling my environment and everything's quiet, it's still doing it.
It's and even if it did everything. Work, you'd still have to keep doing it, right, to continue to feel safe. So it's well worth looking at this and underneath it. And So how do you feel about the question? Let's turn that into a question then. Is this really true? I have to control my environment to feel safe. Just kind of feeling that out, does that feel like the valid question, or is there something similar that's more resonating with you?
Well, it's an obvious question to ask. Is it really true that I have to control my environment to feel safe? And of course, my gut goes, yeah, actually, it is true. And my mind goes, no, it's not. You know, it's not. Of course, you know, it's not. But my gut is like, yeah.
Well, let's work with that then, that question. Is it really true? I need to control my environment, everything to feel safe. And we'll go into some contemplation now. And so what we're going to do is just sit with this question, you and me here, and just giving some space for this question. And we're going to allow all the answers that want to come. So you've mentioned a couple already. Your body gives a very definite answer to that question in terms of a contracting, tightening gut level response. Your mind also, thought answers are coming from mind. And we're just going to allow every answer that wants to come. So if there is a sound in your environment, that's an answer. If you have an itch on your foot, that's also an answer. If you feel energy moving around, that's another kind of energetic answer. There's all these different things that can happen here in answer to this question. And we're just going to let them come. So I'm just going to ask you in your own time, and it doesn't matter if there's long gaps between telling us what answers are happening. We're just going to look at the answers. We're not going to judge any of them as right or wrong. And there is no right answer here. There's just the question between us here Is this really true, actually? And all of the answers that want to come. So there's no goal here. Can't get this wrong, which is always good news. We're just sitting with this question. Is this really true? I need to control my environment to be safe. And you'll probably notice positive and negative mind answers, thought answers. Of course, it's not true. You've seen it's not true. And yes, it really is true, you know, and maybe opposing answers coming up. So just in your own time, we'll just sit here together. And it doesn't matter if there's delays between answers. Just let us know what answers are coming for you. Sounds, thoughts, sensations in the body, emotions, energy. It really is okay. We're not trying to choose any right answer or get rid of anything in this process.
So do you ask it to me or do I keep asking it myself?
We can just, I'll just remind you every now and again through the process, or you can remind yourself or both. It'll just happen organically like that.
Okay.
So, and we're just leaving some space here for whatever needs to happen, the answers to come here.
Okay.
So let's just see what happens. Is this really true that you need to control everything in order to feel safe?
The answer I don't know comes, and I have a sensation in my diaphragm, a tightening kind of in my diaphragm.
So kind of a thought answer, I don't really know, and a physical sensation answer, this tightening. And some of the answers are more or less pleasant to experience, but we're just going to do our best to let them be there. We're not grabbing hold of anything or resisting anything best we can. And just staying with this question, seeing if there are any other answers that want to happen. You don't need to do any work here. We're just sitting and watching and open.
Yes, it's true. I need to control my environment in order to be able to relax.
Mm-hmm. So just allowing that completely. Some part of us really agrees with this and it's okay.
Now my lower belly is really contracted.
Yeah. So just allowing that the best you can. Like allowing the body to feel whatever it needs to feel. All these different types of answers coming.
And my mind is saying, but you know that's not true.
Yeah.
Because you don't just feel relaxed on your own. You know, I mean, I do and I don't.
Yeah. So my mind is trying to think about this and trying to understand and explain, and it's okay, isn't it? That's what mind does. They're just thought answers. And they're allowed to be here. Our only work here is just to every now and again gently remember the question. We're not trying to get anywhere with this.
My mind wants to say, I don't think I can ever feel safe.
Another thought answer. That's okay. It's wonderful. It might not feel wonderful, but we're just allowing every type of answer.
And then the mind comes in, well, no, as a separate person, you never will feel safe.
Yeah. So is this really true that I need to control my environment to feel safe?
It keeps bringing me into the silence.
So there's another type of answer, the silence. Again, it's not the right answer. It's just another type of answer. It's okay. It's all allowed to be here. In the openness of this question, we might begin to notice the noumenon more by whichever name, silence, stillness, as a way, a different type of answer. We're not preferring that, it's just here, it's okay.
Now I'm feeling sad.
Okay. So here's an emotional answer. And you don't have to be Wonder Woman here. You can just feel it the best you can. You don't have to.
Wonder Woman, I love it.
Feel it as much as you can in this moment. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything amazing. It's just another answer that we're allowing. Because the openness of the question, whatever needs to move inside as energies and emotions can begin to release. You're doing really well with this. Just take your time.
Yeah, I feel sad and alone and afraid.
Okay.
Is what comes up.
So just best you can, just letting those run through the body. They're not the most pleasant of answers, but they are answers, valid answers. Is this really true? That you need to control everything to feel safe?
Well, no, I can really feel that it's not really true.
Okay.
Because with the tears, I can feel a relaxing.
So there's a kind of answer as well, a bodily answer. Mm. Body relaxes a little bit, and it's okay. Just staying with the question. Question's doing a lot of work for us right now.
I've got this feeling in my diaphragm. I get a lot, sort of like a band of tension there.
Okay. So we're just noticing that and allowing it. It's okay. It's allowed to exist as an answer. So as the body begins to relax, more in the openness of the question, you might begin to notice or be more aware of certain parts of the body that are very tense because of this idea.
Yeah, I have a lot. I have a lot around my shoulders and neck, but I, you know, I always have that.
So kind of positive and what we might call negative answers from the body too. Some relaxation, some tension. It's all okay. Just staying with this question. Is it really true I need to control to feel safe?
Come back to more sort of just silence and, well, no, it's not really true.
So as we sit with this question, there's a kind of a growing knowingness that it's not true. And there might also be some part of us that still feels it is true. Our body's kind of showing us both of those.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We're not trying to reach any point where we totally don't believe this anymore. That's going to kind of happen as a part of the process, but we don't need to make that happen. We're just open here with the question. Something quite nice about just being here with the question, isn't there, in this? Sometimes we might begin to feel a little bit tired or sleepy as we can feel relaxing happening. Or maybe our body just feels a bit heavier sometimes.
The tightness in the diaphragm is always here.
That's okay. If it's just an answer that's happening, there's nothing you have to do with it. You don't have to make that go away. It's just another physical answer to this question. The question itself is just allowing us to take a more open stance with all of this. What's happening for you now?
Just aware of breathing and breathing with my diaphragm.
The breathing is a kind of answer too, isn't it?
Mm.
Everything is an answer.
Sort of images of childhood coming up.
Mm-hmm. Memories and times where we felt safe and unsafe, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And hopefully you can see that the question here is more important than any particular answer, even the silence of our being. That really we're just learning a different way to be with this.
Yeah.
And there's no end point or goal for this. There's no point where we'll reach a final answer that will be the conclusion. We don't need that anyway. Yes, it might be nice if the fear and the tension goes, but as we're staying like this, it's easier and easier to feel relaxed and peaceful and safer just by being with a question. Just fostering this curiosity, this openness. Is this really true, actually?
You know, what strikes me in the silence and the spaciousness is just this, the body's constant tension, you know, contraction around the diaphragm and the belly.
Yeah.
I mean, I have pain in my shoulders and neck, but that just doesn't seem, you know, I'm working with that one on the other statement, but this feels really like this anxiety thing feels.
So just being with that in the question, in the open stance of the question, whatever sensations in the body, however the body is okay. Yeah. Yes, we would like it to relax, but it's okay how it is right now, is okay.
Yeah.
It's a kind of answer that the body is giving us. And recognizing that, through the question, begin to feel more relaxation also.
Mm, yeah.
Without having changed anything in our lives, just by being with the question, something's just kind of starting to chill out a little bit. And that's enough for right now, isn't it? That's okay.
Yeah.
So let's just stay with this question for a few more minutes. Let's just see where this goes. you might also notice other answers, resistance, you know, this isn't getting me anywhere, this isn't solving the problem, those kind of thought answers coming up. It's okay. So if there's sounds in your environment too, they're kind of answers, aren't they?
Yeah.
There might be thoughts about those sounds too. They're also answers. As if the rest of your life might be answers to this question. More and more. Positive feeling answers and less of the negative feeling ones as we stay with this question longer and longer. More silence, more relaxation. And we might never have an epiphany and an aha moment that says, oh, now I absolutely know I'm safe already. That may happen, it may not. But as the body's relaxing more and more each time we ask this question, it's a kind of experiential answer of if the body's relaxing, something must feel safer inside. Just by being with this question. And we don't have to move mountains today and get to 100% relaxation. Just learning this new way to be with this thing. And the body may begin to take deeper breaths by itself. Just another kind of answer there. How are you feeling now?
Sorry, Mila, my granddaughter's making me smile.
Again, another kind of answer. An external sound and an emotion inside, yeah. Just noticing as we stayed with this question, your external environment is changing anyway. Mind will say, well, it's just coincidence that this happened when we're asking this question, but it really isn't. As the openness of the question, our outside experience has to begin to reflect that more and more in seemingly random things that make us laugh and smile and relax more.
Yeah.
A lot of laughter, another kind of answer. It's good. And maybe this issue is something even more. You spoke about peeling back layers, and maybe here's another layer that it's not even necessarily this story, this contraction. Maybe it's about how I'm being with that in this moment. You know, can I spend more time in this open stance of the question, and day by day less time really kind of closed around a certain number of sensations and thoughts, you know, a lot of attention on those.
Yeah.
It's really just opening up, allowing, noticing all of the answers that are coming in this moment.
Yeah.
And that tends to allow them to be more positive. We haven't fixed anything. We haven't changed anything. It's just a way of being, isn't it? That we're demonstrating here.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
Much calmer. Yeah.
Good. And again, not trying to set any targets. We're not doing this to feel calmer. It just seems to happen the more we stay with the question.
Mm.
And just 15, 20 minutes a day, or as long as you want to, really, you could take this question with you when you go out and about. When you don't have to constantly remember it, of course. Just if you notice you start to feel anxious, you know, that can be a prompt to just go back to the question when you remember. Sometimes helps to write it down, carry it around with you, or stick it in your phone or something.
And it's okay to have, like, I've got about 3 really key contemplation questions now.
Yeah.
And it's all right to have them in my little goodie bag throughout my day.
Yeah. And you notice any question that you're asking is going to bring you back to the same openness eventually anyway, which is really being that silence is what we're doing. We're silently kind of listening to all the answers from our mind, from our emotions, from our environment, from our body, or being the awareness of them. Really what we're doing, just practicing this contemplative stance of the question. And just enjoying that more and more every time you do it, and noticing that you're not really trying to get anywhere for that time that we're sitting with a question. We're not trying to change anything, or ironically, we're not trying to control anything with the question. We're letting our experience happen as it happens through the questioning process, and showing our body that actually makes us feel safer, just gently showing our body this is a nicer way to be with this, showing our mind.
Brilliant. Thank you, Helen.
Wonderful. Do you have anything you want to ask about it, or anything you want to share about your experience?
Yeah, I'd like to share that if I had done this on my... This contemplation question, is it really true I need to control my environment to feel safe? I've kind of, you know, it's kind of gone across my mind at certain times, but I would never have landed with it without this, you being here. You know, I think my mind would just go, oh, you know, because to take me through and keep me steady with the openness and the silence with it, it's being like, oh, wow.
It's just a different way of being, isn't it, that we have to kind of relearn. I had to learn this myself, just sort of remembering to come back to the question. And there were times for me I forgot for days, I forgot the question, and then I'd really begin to suffer, and, you know, and then prompted me to remember. And just gradually that remembrance happened more and more by itself, and then became... continuous, and then became effortless, and then eventually even not so much a specific question, more of a just a curiosity and openness that's just there more and more, because it feels so nice to just approach life from that angle. You know, there might be specific questions that you need to focus on, as we've done today for a while, and that's okay.
Yeah, this feels important. And the one that you talked about earlier, the what really is this body?
That's yeah.
So an important
that's a,
one
a
for
really
me.
Helpful one when it's showing up in the body something.
Yeah.
We all have, every single person I've ever come across, these specific places in our body where there's a lot of tension. And we've just, it's been there for so long that we don't even know it's there until it starts to give us trouble, physical pain or something like that, you know.
And I, this contraction, how it blocks the energy, you know, you talked about that in this particular one that I listened to, and it, that really makes sense. And the belief and the contract, you know, and then the contract or the contraction and the belief,
maybe
blocks
even
the energy.
Clearer now today that maybe not even the contraction itself, but how I'm being with that contraction. Am I trying to get rid of it in any way at all? And if I am, then I might be suffering that way. And if I'm can just more, this is just an answer. This is just an answer, an energetic kind of answer, isn't it? That's happening. It doesn't feel good, of course, but the more we can just be, these are just answers. There's no right or wrong answers. There's no final answer. There's just answers that are coming right now. And then we don't tend to push against them that way. And that's what the body begins to relax, because we're not pushing against this moment and pushing against ourselves.
Yeah.
It took me a while to really make this a habit, but it, hopefully it's an enjoyable thing to cultivate, this way of being inside the question.
And yeah, just one last thing. I mean, thank you for that. And you talked about writing, and you know, the practice of japa. I just wondered if, with these questions, do you sit and write them over and over, or you just write them every so often? And
sometimes I will, as when I was working on particular things, you know, fear for me, like everybody, was a huge thing. Anger, as we've said, unworthiness. And when I had an important question, I might every now and again just write it down when I was sitting contemplating on my own, because just writing the same thing again, writing out any epiphanies that came, but not contracting around them, just kind of sitting with a pen and just waiting for answers was a kind of way for me to stay open. And it might work for you, it might not. Depends if you like that kind of way of being. Just as a way to stay with the question, really. Every now and again, I'm just going to write the question down again.
I do like that way.
Brought it to the forefront again.
Yeah,
wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. I'm sure it's been very, very helpful for everyone.
Thanks, Helen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
See you at the weekend. Yeah. Bye.